Good. Now we'll move on to another exciting web extra. Worldwide web pages can offer beautiful graphics, colorful photographs, and links to thousands of locations in cyberspace. They can also offer animations and interactivity. One popular tool used to create these special effects is called Java. We don't need to get into all the technical details, but basically Java is a programming language that can create programs that can run on any computer. It wasn't developed specifically for the internet, but soon people developing web pages caught on to Java and thought, hey, we can stick little Java programs on our web pages. A Java program is referred to as a Java applet. Some examples of applets are animated cartoons, text scrolling across the screen, and a form that analyzes what you enter as you enter it. Not all web browsers can handle web pages with Java applets, but Internet Explorer can. Look over the screen, then we'll check out a Java site. There's a great web page that has dubbed itself the Java Directory. It provides links to lots of information about Java, as well as sites using Java applets. Follow the instructions in the lesson status bar to bring it up. Notice that this website also uses frames, only these frames have outlines. The frames we saw earlier take advantage of Explorer's unique Seamless Frames feature. Now, scroll down the main frame a few times by clicking inside the scroll bar. Gamelan offers many categories of Java information and samples, which are listed below. But I like using its search feature. Let's search for a crossword puzzle, which is an interactive Java applet. Click inside the search box and type crossword. Now click the search button. Here we are. Click inside the scroll bar. This entry looks fun. Go ahead and click it. Well, this is a surprise. Actually, it's a very courteous thing for this website to do. What happened is that the cheesy crosswords page has moved, but some links still point to its old location. This page shows you how to go to the new location. And notice that this page appears in a new browser window, as indicated in the Windows 95 taskbar. Many Java applets appear in a separate window when you access them. If you want to go back to the previous web page, you need to switch windows using the other taskbar button. Look over the screen, then click the Follow Me link. Here we are at the Java Applet page. As I mentioned earlier, Java applets can be developed for animations, moving text, and even interactive games. This crossword puzzle is an interactive game, meaning it can analyze and keep track of the information you enter. Let's try one word. I think the one across answer is pig. Click inside the first box and type a P. Now, press your tab key to move to the second box. Oops, the letter P in the first square has been replaced by an asterisk. You entered a wrong letter, and that's what makes this different from an ordinary form. The Java applet was written to analyze and respond to what you enter. So the answer must be hog instead of pig. Follow the instructions in the lesson status bar to enter it. There, that's better. I wish we had time to finish this, but I want to move on to another exciting web extra, sound. You can visit this crossword page when you're running your real Explorer program. Oh, and I'll give you a hint. Even if you disconnect from the internet, a Java applet attached to a web page you've already transferred continues to run. So if you don't want to spend time on the internet, just access this page, disconnect, and then continue playing the crossword. Look over the screen, then close this browser window. Now close this browser window. We're back to the original window. Please access Explorer's start page.